Sunday! Every Sunday, side by side at the microphone, from the green light to the speed trap, Ray Greeno and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp! With mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track, barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disaster as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Eat, Ray Greeno and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway sign. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass. Even!
There we are.
I was going to say, why did we play that, Ray? Because you know how I react when I hear sirens.
I know. Usually run
now
the other way.
Now I have to get out from under the counter here.
In our worst.
Okay, what did you do that for, huh?
Our worst two-part harmony. I did it because today, Joe, we're going to be incinerating and postulating, but there's no way we're going to be regulating what's going on Motormouth Radio because we have Tori de Blasi in the studio today, and this guy knows how to cook in more way than one.
It would seem, yes.
Tori, pleasure to have you on with us. Speak right into that mic. You're smiling like a madman.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ray, and thank you, Joe, for having
me. You don't
me.
Know us too good yet.
Yeah.
I will by the end of the show.
Yes, you will. Well, you know, gotten to know me pretty well so far. We've had many conversations on. I've talked to you more in a week than I've talked to some people I know in about a year. So we put this together real well. But, yes, Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive talk show. You can call us at 516-572-7440. Get in on the phone. We're going to talk about a lot of car stuff today. We're going to talk about Positraction clutches, which is one of Tori's specialties, as well as some other stuff. We'll get into why the fire was specific too. We'll talk about that.
I was going to say, unless the clutches caught fire, or you didn't bring me up to speed on any of that.
No, I know. Well, because you were away, and you know, I figured when you got back to the Motormouth Radio holodeck, you would find out everything that had to be
right. Right. I mean, I'm here bodily. However, the brain is. It got lost with the luggage on the flight, and it's still back there in the land of sand and casinos and whatnot.
You know what? Your data, no matter where you are. So that being said. Let's kick it off. Again, you want to check this show out later. If you miss it, you can go to motormouthradio.com. You can go to iHeartRadio and listen to us, or you can go to Performance Motorsports Network. So, that being said.
And the website, too, right?
Motormouthradio.com. Yep, was the first one. That being said, Tori, we met via Lou Santiago from CarFix TV and from the Thursday night gig that I do with him playing in traffic. And Lou said to me, that's right, I forgot what the impetus of it was. Lou, you have some TRW motor mounts that you wanted to get rid of, and you talked to Lou, and he said, hey, contact Ray, he still plays with old crap. So
we all do.
We do, and you got some nice stuff. We started with that, and then we went to all the other places that we've been, and we'll fill the listeners in. So where do you want to start? You want to start with the cars? You want to start with the clutches? Why you got involved with, like, how does a guy...
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
What are you doing here? Why did you show up at our doorstep? What brings you to our humble abode?
Well, like I said, via Lou Santiago.
Yes.
Very classy guy, a gentleman. I really enjoyed meeting him. And it seemed like once I met him, every door opened up. So it's a pleasure to be here with you guys. And
whole network thing, yep.
I started with cars a long time ago. I remember the old 60s cars when they were still fairly new, when they weren't that old yet.
Right.
And I had a troublesome posi unit, and I was trying to figure out how to fix it. Mm-hmm. Except GM stopped making the clutches for it.
Right.
The GM 8.5-inch Pauser unit was manufactured and used in cars from 71 to 87.
Right, the 8.5 setup, yeah.
It was a perfectly good rebuildable unit. And without the parts, it renders it useless.
Fairly strong, too, yeah.
Very strong. People, they don't give it enough credit, as a matter of fact. So, when I need a set of clutches, I said to myself, instead of buying a $479 Eaton unit, how hard is it to manufacture a round disc? It shouldn't be that
easy,
difficult.
Right,
right. Well, $32,000 later, we had prototypes, and I'll tell you, we hit it out of the park with it, I think. It's gone through three different evolutions.
Wow.
Because what I didn't know about manufacturing was, you want to always try to start with a stock thickness metal.
Okay.
See, GM, they use some in-between size.
Oh, do they?
And that was a problem because I had a choice of something a little bit too thin and something a little bit too thick.
Gotcha.
So what we did was to get around that. See, GM used this big factory shim at the ends.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I thought of this in the beginning. It would save me some trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But, it evolved and it got better over time. So it wasn't so bad. We started using the 60,000 shims, which were 8,000 thinner than the GM ones.
Okay.
And we got great feedback. They worked out well. It's a carbon steel disc that's stamped with the old Chevy 12-bolt clutch pattern. Old school.
Beautiful.
It worked for years. It was impossible to duplicate that fisheye pattern.
Okay.
And through research, I found out that actually the fisheye pattern didn't lubricate as well as the old crosshatch.
Right, because I was going to say that fisheye pattern actually had the little grooves. That actually held the fluid, helped transmit the lubrication properties, right?
Exactly. So with these, well, we used the same number of discs, 88 and 6 splines. So we kept it...
Go closer.
We kept it as close we could to the factory specs.
Right.
And we played with the shims. Start from 10,000 up to 35,000 for the shim.
So you take off one end, you get on the other end.
Right.
That's how it worked, right.
Then we thought, well, we have a little room in the case. Let's go with thicker eared clutches.
Okay.
Not bad. So now we have the 72,000 eared clutches and the 60,000 spline clutches.
Mm-hmm.
Then I figure if we manipulate the original big shim that GM had in there and we shrink it down to 60,000s,
mm-hmm.
now we're cooking with gas.
Okay. So that was all the pre-engineering. Where do you have these things made? Who makes this stuff? And like, is that a trade secret?
That's a trade secret. That I can't tell you. But
you're not making them in your house.
No.
But you have them done by some company who does that kind of work.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, good enough. That's that was something that I thought of right away. Like, hey, I know he's not doing this in the basement. Or maybe he is.
Well, that's actually pretty cool because GM, they always were a bunch of cheap,
car company.
Yeah, pretty much any car company, but especially, that's we used to call them Generous Motors. It worked pretty good. Yeah, okay, fine. But, when you could start improving on it by using different materials and actually putting a little bit more thought into the design,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? But you retain the basics, then you got yourself a winner.
And that's the thing, Joe. Coming from a manufacturing background in a company that that you are very close to, you understand how, as I do, how that stuff, a company can do it one way. They do it one way, and there's always a lot of concerns, cost, and bottom line. But when you can remanufacture something for the aftermarket following the factory pattern, now you have free reign to make it better, make it bigger, make it better, give the people what they really want. And that's, I think, what Tory has done.
Yeah, that should come in real handy considering that stuff is drying up. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I was just racking my brain. 483722 used to be the part number for the clutch packs.
All right, hang on a second. What's the GM Posi fluid additive?
1052171.
You remember me saying that Thursday night?
Wow, you're good, Joe.
I was a Chevy parts guy for 12 years.
Yes.
Wow.
So
impressive.
But yeah, that's why you still had brain cells left.
When's your wife's birthday? Yeah, I thought so.
It's got a Y in the month. Yeah,
great. Okay, that's I said. Yeah, it's like you said, Tori. Before we can remember certain things from 20, 30 years ago or longer, but we can't remember where we were this morning. That's we're all afflicted with that. That's That's it.
That's just CRS, you know, when you get to be our age.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah, definitely CRS.
Yeah.
But, yeah, let's face it. I mean, those packs are going to eventually go bad, and there's a lot of those cars still out there running that. Those rears are pretty common. You know, and they're decent units. You don't always have to upgrade to the big 9-inch Fords or the Danas or any of that kind of stuff. You know, the 8.5 and was you know, or the 12-bolt was just fine for a lot of cars. And some people want to leave it that type of rear in there for originality. Mm-hmm. But you still want to make it perform and make it as reliable as possible.
See, you had me thinking when you were talking, again, with one of the many phone calls we had and then on Plane in Traffic on Thursday night, you were talking about the different manufacturers. And I know I have an Eaton Posse in my car. And you mentioned that name, like, okay, good. You know, I'm thinking maybe I should rethink this whole thing here. But you know what? It's performing great. It's working fine. So for now, I think it's just going to stay where it is.
The Eatons are some of the best units out there. They've
Eaton
been
True Track, yeah.
Tried and true. They've been around since the 60s. They haven't gone anywhere.
Right.
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Slid a set of Mosier 31 spline axles in there after it. Done. Beautiful. It works.
Even go upgrade to 33 spline if you put some more power out, too.
Right. So, yeah. There's a...
Yeah, once you get them big sticky tires and that itchy clutch foot.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Yeah, the tires I do have on the car, they're M&H Racemasters. So they are kind of, I remember, 30 pounds. They grab more than anything. So... You know, I got to be very careful of, you know, it's not just like that spin-happy machine. I'm sure if I put some real street tires on there, it'll just be a spin-happy machine. But I kind of like it this way because it doesn't, you know, it doesn't tempt you too much to be stupid.
Right.
And, you know,
well, you know, you don't have to make smoke signals all the time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, people can find you in these days. They can just, you know, you find you on the find the phone app. You don't you don't have to look for the smoke trail. You know.
Yeah. Exactly. So
lucky for your tires.
That's very true. Very true. So Tori, the you know, I know that. Well, we'll continue with this for a second. We'll get into other stuff later. On Thursday night, there's a fellow called Al Jeep and Al is his name. He deals a lot of Jeeps. And Al had addressed. He says, "Hey, how about the nine and a quarter inch Mopar rears? The current ones in Jeeps, they're failing like crazy. Do you do anything for that?" This is Thursday night, and Tori said, "No, you know, I haven't done that, but I'll look into it." By Friday, he had something figured out already.
Well, I already bought a unit, and I bought it. NOS set of clutches, and I'm going to send them out to a lab for Rockwell hardness testing. I want to see what I'm starting with. From what I found so far on the 9.25 units, the keepers are these four. There's four in a kit, and they actually hold the ear portion of the clutch pack together.
Okay,
when you slide to the case, it keeps it all together. What I found out, the keepers they're breaking.
Right, Al said they fall off into the case.
And on top of it, I've also seen a lot of the clutch discs themselves actually fracturing in half.
That's not good.
So the metal, I need to find out what is being used and upgrade it.
How is the clutch material bonded to the metal? Because it's like a brake pad in that, or a clutch disc where it's not riveted. It's bonded now those times, right? What's the agent that they use? Is it a really good epoxy? I mean, it's in a tough environment.
Well, I'm not sure, but I know it's a flat disc, and what you're talking about is the carbon fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And the downfall of the carbon fiber discs is that they're just not durable.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that's been at a drag strip, go to the burnout box a couple of times, and that semi-rough surface is what gives you your grab. That's what engages the posi unit. If you don't have that, you're going to do the one-wheel peel.
Right.
It's going to act like an open unit.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a carbon steel disc and it's hit with a press and you have that pattern ingrained in it, it's extremely durable and it's going to last a long time. I've opened up some old Posi units, some old Eatons, and if they haven't been abused, these units, some of them are coming up on 50 years old.
Sure.
And the clutches are perfect.
Wow, that's nice.
So someone did something right. Someone did the homework way back when.
Right.
So I'm just trying to carry on that same tradition by giving a quality part that's proudly made in the United States, U.S. labor, and material. It's all being done here in the States.
That's nice. That is fantastic. We all like that.
That's a refreshing change from some of the stuff that you buy that's made out of pure Chinesium.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I've had offers to go to China for a lot less, and I won't do it because you have... Okay. You give up all of your control. You can't keep your finger on quality control if it's on another continent. You can't do it.
Yeah. I'll or you get it out. Back here, you QC it, and then you got to send it back and say, no, we don't want that. Give us something else. You
know, I'd rather do it right the first time, right here in the States.
Got it.
And keep it all American.
We like that. Like good pastry made right here.
Italian pastry.
It's a lot fresher, too.
Yeah.
Very true.
Exactly. Well, that's cool. You know what we're going to do, fellas? We'll take a first break, and we'll reestablish. We'll come back with more Motormouth Radio with your host, Ray Guarino, with Data himself, Joe D, sitting here calculating. I see ones and zeros above his head. It hasn't slowed down, but his ears did round off again. That's very nice. It's good to see that's happened.
That's just a test pattern coming.
You mean our old favorite one? That's the one, right? Yeah. And, of course, we have Tori de Blasi in the studio. We'll come back with more. Let's go a little old school this time. Keep it where you got it. More Motormouth Radio in a minute.
I'm driving in my car. Turn on the radio. I'm pulling you close. But you just say no. You say you don't like it. But girl, I know you're a liar. 'Cause when we kiss, fire.
It's now easier to listen to the voice of Nassau Community College on your phone.
Stay connected to your favorite radio station anywhere you go on the iHeartRadio app.
Never miss shows like the Nassau Morning Madhouse, It's Saucy, or the Radio Rumble Again.
Streaming 24/7, 365. Listen to WHPC everywhere.
iHeartRadio is radio and unlimited music all in one app.
Listen live now in the iHeartRadio app and at iHeartRadio.com.
Just search for 90.3 WHPC.
Well, now your words say split, but your words, they lie.
All right, Joe, in harmony.
Fire.
Oh, boy, are we making a mess of this today.
Oh, my God. You're asking, I have no vocal cords left from...
We haven't even established why we're doing all the fire references on Motormouth Radio today, but we'll get to that in a little bit with Ray Guarino, Joe D, and our guest, Tori de Blasi. Tori, we had a question on the break. Joe said he got a text from Jim.
Our eye in the sky would like to know what the greatest stress on a PAS unit is.
That's easy. Turning.
Ah, okay.
The reason being is that when you turn, let's say you make a right-hand turn, the left tire... being it's on the outside, it's going to want to make more revolutions than the inside tire on the right side. So now the clutches, they need to engage and disengage.
So there's a lot of bouncing around, bumping, grinding.
Correct.
Heating. Yeah, okay.
Right.
Poor things. Okay.
Yeah. If you go straight, you'll never wear them out.
That's
excellent.
Right.
Excellent.
Let's go straight to the phones and see if we can wear out a caller and say, hi, you're on with the Motormouths.
Good morning, guys. It's the Bronc. How you guys doing today?
Hey, Bronc, how are you?
What's up, man?
Good. Yeah, listening to the show, and it's interesting that Tori's on it. Tori was my father's name and my grandfather's name.
Wow, how do you like that? And Joe was just in your backyard.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so he said, wow, that's interesting because I haven't heard that name in years, you know, since going way back to the old Guinea schools.
All right.
So that's something. You know, just to change topic a minute. You know, they got Hot August Nights coming up here this week, you know, where you got about 10,000 cars from all over the place and rock and roll music. So yesterday, take the car out, Jan's little Mustang, and it's okay, make sure everything's 100%, that kind of thing. I get it halfway around the block, and all of a sudden, growl, growl, grind, grind, bang, bang, vibration. Oh. I said, what the hell is this? You ever find that out when you're just ready for a show? So to make a long story short, it was the air conditioner idler pulley that decided it didn't want to be nice anymore. So yesterday, taking it apart, and tomorrow, fortunately, there's a bearing place down here. I got to get down there, get a bearing, get to the machine shop, have it pressed on before the show starts tomorrow night.
Okay.
So the fun and games have begun.
Got it. All right.
And here we are thinking you were having a date in the car, in the back seat there for a minute.
I am, with my right hand. Hey, I don't have to buy it dinner. It does exactly what I want, and it goes home by itself.
Well, at least, hopefully, that's an automatic car.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's got the.
Otherwise, you're going to have those head motions.
Right.
You're going to have to get your chiropractor to fix your neck there.
Right. So Brock, what has your experience been with PASI units over the years?
I haven't dealt with them, you know, probably back in the 60s when we used to drag race was the only time. And what we used to do when we blew them up, we just went down to the local boneyard, and for $25 you got another rear out of a wreck and just threw it in.
Nobody that's when you could get them out of a junkyard.
Yeah, they were around, right.
Yeah, but don't forget, you know, back in the 60s, I started with this crap, what, 63, 64?
Mm-hmm.
And there were so many of the performance cars out there that kids wrapped them around poles, put them around trees, blew them up, and they went right to the boneyard. So you had quite an abundance of performance parts at a really reasonable price. So it was a lot easier. You blow it up on Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, you're in the boneyard, you pick one up, and by next week it's back in the car. Half a dozen bolts, a little floor jack, and you're good to go.
Right. Yeah, if you had a GM, you dealt with C-clips. If you had a Mopar or an old Chevy, it was through bolts through the through the axle into the
right.
the housing, you know, or a Ford.
Or drop the pumpkin,
Right, mm-hmm. Or, pumpkin chunking.
We did one rear. When we had to change bearings, because one of the biggest problems was that the outer bearings would go on the rear. And remember, my old boss told me the easiest way to get the axle out, we got this old heavy chain, put it around the lug nut stud, went about 5 or 6 feet away and whipped the chain, and the axle pulled straight out. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
I know a couple of body guys who would really like that.
It was always slide hammers.
Yeah, you didn't need it. You just put a chain, put it on there, whip the chain, and it pulled the axle right out.
Until the lug nut came off. Until the lug nut came off and a chain came back and hit you in the faccia bruta, and now you had that scar.
Yeah, it was
like
a possibility, you know. Stupid's usually painful and costly.
Right.
But it always worked, and he's the guy that taught me back in the early 60s of, you know, rebuilding these things.
Got it.
Was, you know, quick, easy ways that worked.
Yeah.
You know, it worked.
Well, there's always workarounds, right?
Sure, there's always a shortcut for something. Somebody finds some way to beat the book.
Some better than others,
right?
But
you're not there with a hammer, yank, 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 bang, 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 pound, pound, pound.
Yeah.
You go whip, 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 three things. It was the law of physics. Every action is opposite and equal reaction.
Yeah.
So you react to it, you send the whip. When the whip hits the axle, the whip returns its force in the same amount of force that it goes. The heavier the chain, the easier it came out.
Yeah, in theory, that actually works, because you see, like, in a lot of these workout places, they use ropes, big, thick ropes, like almost 2-inch diameter ropes, and the guys, you'll just sit there and send a wave down a rope, and a wave, and it looks easy. It ain't so easy.
It ain't, nope.
Right.
Not, you know, so. And it doesn't make sense. You know, just by thinking outside the box a little bit, there's so much to learn from the old timers of what they used to do and what they do now. Everything now is special tool. You got these tool number, you need this tool number, just for example, I had to put a power steering pump on my car, and you need the special pulley remover kit, that kind of thing, right? So you need this part. Mm-hmm. I got a 3-jaw truck, put it on. I got a 3/8 coarse bolt. Ran 2 nuts on it and put the pulley back on in 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's good when you have the pulley that has a nub on it, but when you have one that doesn't, you need the OTC tool.
Well, I came up underneath the pulley. Didn't bend the pulley at all.
Okay.
Came right off the shaft.
That's good.
Know, well, yeah, some of that also has to do with if the person driving the tool,
mm-hmm.
It has some kind of common sense or some experience, because some kid puts that thing into overdrive, you know, sets the impact gun on 11.
What
I mean? Next thing you know, rip.
Right.
So, yeah, you still have to have a little bit of judiciousness when you do stuff
brains.
Like that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what they don't teach anymore. They don't teach you how to think.
Brock,
right? They teach, A's.
Tell everybody what your tagline was where it regarded stupid.
Stupid should be painful and costly. Generally, both.
Well, the other one used to say is you can't fix stupid.
You can't fix stupid.
Right.
Exactly.
You'd use that one for years.
Just born that way.
That's right.
Yeah, you could patch it up a little bit. You could maybe slap a little paint on it, but you can't really fix it.
Right.
No, you got that right. You know.
Mm,
oh,
right.
By the way, Joe, I got a comment on your singing. Don't give up your day job.
Yeah.
Well,
none of us will.
Thank
all
you
right,
so
listen,
much.
I'm going to run. I'm going to go play with the cars, get them ready.
All right, Brock.
Right? I just want to touch base and wish you guys the best. And check online for the Hot August Nights.
Will
do. In fact, it's interesting. One of the guest stars is Joan Jett in the Blackhearts, and she's from Long Beach, New York.
She still lives here, right?
Yeah.
Good
old Joanie.
Yes,
awesome.
She does.
Oh, no kidding.
She probably has multiple houses, but she does have one there.
Yeah, so I figured maybe I'll stop by, you know, because they have this autograph signing, and just go bullshit with her.
Cool.
And see what's going on.
Very good, Brock.
Sounds good?
All right.
All right, guys. Have a great week. Be safe out there, and don't wrap them around any trees.
All right.
Trees are expensive.
All right. So long.
Take it easy.
Take care.
Bye-bye. You know, I should mention, along with Bronx Hot August Nights plug, that if you're anywhere near Norwalk, Ohio today, the 4th, 5th, and 6th, it's the Pontiac Nationals out there, Ames Performance Pontiac Nationals. I've been carrying this thing since January.
Yipes.
And they do a really good show. It's, you know, I should be there. It's all Pontiac. Cool stuff. Check out the flyer, Joe. There's cool stuff. And also, a cruise night I go to most weeks in East Rockaway. This coming week, for the rest of August, he's going to be donating the money to a charity. It's the Little St. Nick Foundation. And it's, let's see, it's littlesaintnick.org. And there's a nice pamphlet here. If you go to that website, it'll tell you all about it. And Richie down there is going to be donating all the money he collects this month to that charity. So it's a
worthy
it's a
cause. So you get to hang out with fellow car guys, and you get to help out a worthy cause.
Exactly.
So that's win-win situation.
You
definitely.
It. So that's what's going on this Monday. Maybe I'll be down there. I don't know if I am. Look me up, and we'll talk.
Can't miss you. Cannot miss the goat.
Not hard to find, yeah. Not hard to find.
I, you know, it's been out, what was it, about 3 years now that car's been out?
Roughly, yeah, a little, yeah, here and there, yeah. Two and a
yeah,
half.
Yeah, it's an easily recognizable vehicle.
Hasn't changed much except the hood got painted. Other than that, it looks the same.
Yeah, we figure it's just like kind of slowly coloring in.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a chameleon, you know. It's right. Just kind of, eventually kind of just, it'll show up in that color completely.
I'm not one, you know, I kind of like it in prime. I think it has that street vibe, but I'm not a real polished guy. I'm not a real, you know, I'm not sitting out there with toothbrushes and all. I kind of, in fact, not painted is kind of cool because it takes the onus and the burden away from having to watch everybody near you. Tori, on the other hand, has some really nice cars that I want to talk about.
Yeah, okay, yeah, let's.
Well, we're going to take another break in a minute. We'll come back because he's got a list. I mean, there's a list of cars. I mean, it's a list of cars.
Oh, okay.
You and me, we got one, we got two, we got a couple, we got this and that. But Tori's a Chevelle guy as well as a
Chevelle
Camaro guy, and that's okay. What we were talking about. I sent him the picture of when you had the Chevelle in the parking lot a few weeks ago next to my car. I sent
awesome
him that
picture.
Shot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's an awesome car.
Yeah, it certainly is. That, you know, that was something where nobody really molested that thing over the years.
Right.
And everything works.
Which is very, very nice.
It certainly is.
So you know what? Let's take another break. We'll take it a minute early. We'll come back with more Motormouth Radio. Your host, Ray Guarino, Joe D., Tori de Blasi. Let's see who's, what's, oh, yeah, you know what? We're going to go back old school again. So get your ducktail ready, and let's kick it.
My gal is red hot. Your gal ain't doodly squat. Yeah! My gal is red hot. Your gal ain't doodly squat. Well, she ain't got money, but man, she's really got a lot. Well, I got a gal, 6 feet four, sleep in the kitchen with her feet out the door. But my gal is red hot.
Hi, I'm Rob Leonard, host of Beatles Songs for the past 24 years right here on WHPC. Beatles Songs airs every Friday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., playing the music of the Beatles together, apart, along with Beatle cover songs and songs the Beatles covered, along with songs a Beatle either guested on and or produced. And of course, we provide Beatle news. It's not the same show where they play the same 10 songs. So join me every Friday for Beatle Songs, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College, streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
Opa! Yasoo!
Hi, this is Teddy Savalas, and I invite you to 2 hours of vintage and modern Greek music with a mix of Greek mythology, history, culture, and dynamic English vocabulary based on Greek roots. If after listening, you end up saying it was all Greek to you, I'll be thrilled. So until then, let out an opa and dance to the music on The Soul of Alas, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC. Opa!
All right, we got that string bass plucking in the studio. We got Robert Gordon over here. We're having a lot of fun, red hot. And you're back with Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive talk show, the radio adjunct to Playing in Traffic that you can find on Thursday night. If you want to go to, it's hard to tell people how to get there, Tori, you know. Go to Lou Santiago's Facebook page. Look him up. You can find the live link there. Go to All Ends Mag. That's Louis Lee's site. And we will have a link on Motormouth Radio as soon as we get the web stuff cooking. We've been in a little bit of a lag with that. And Joe D is back. I see he transported back into the studio. Like, there was a couple cells that just didn't quite reformulate there.
Brain cells.
But now he's made it. So, Tori, just for Joe's edification, anybody listen, run down the laundry list of you know what? You're going to have to wait for the laundry list because we do have another caller. That's how we know we have a caller, when that stroke light goes off. So let's go back here and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, it's Al Handy from the road. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, Al. Hey. How you doing? Al. You're on with Ray, Joe, and with Tori.
Hey, Tori. How's it going?
Good, Al. How are you?
All right. Just left my wife at Newark Airport, so I'm a bachelor for a week and party.
I hope she has a safe flight. Very good.
All right, over to Al's house.
That's right. As long as it's before 9 o'clock, we're good to go.
Right.
Jim Mustella says hi to Al.
Hi.
Hey.
So, how are you guys doing today, all right?
Yeah.
Hey, we're having a good old time talking about posi units, hot rods, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we kind of covered
collecting
the clutches.
Cars.
We talked about the stuff that you sent, Tori, on the 9 1/4 inch Chrysler rears. What was your personal involvement with that, Al?
Well, I rebuilt my rear end when I changed the fluid. When I first bought the truck, I changed the fluid in the back end of it, and there was a bunch of pieces laying in the bottom of the casing.
Ooh.
Most of them resembled the holding clips, and there was some mangled metal that I couldn't identify. And one of the clutch packs was broken, just like the picture that I sent you in the four-wheel drive magazine.
Right.
So, and buddies of mine, at least I know three of them, one guy actually sold his truck because he got tired of rebuilding the rear end, and it was the third time he rebuilt it.
Wow.
9 1/4, just because they seemed to let loose the limited clips.
Okay. Well, Tori is on the case, and I know you guys have been in touch, and you're going to see that I think there may be some great improvements. How long does it take for a product like that to come through the pipeline, Tori?
Probably about 6 to 8 months.
Okay.
I want to take my time. I don't want to release anything prematurely.
Now, before you start selling the stuff, do you put it in a test mule, and are you able to do that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because I want to punish them, and I want to see how they hold up.
Okay, very good.
But like I said before, first I need to see what I'm starting with, send it out to the lab for the Rockwell hardness, and I need to identify the problem of why the clutch discs are breaking in half.
Failure analysis, yeah.
That should not happen.
Sure, sure.
And the keep is breaking and being in the bottom of the case, that should not happen.
Right.
So we need to address those shortcomings, and make it better than ever.
I wonder if there's anything on IATN, Joe, about that. I don't remember seeing anything recently.
You know, I haven't either, but then again, I usually don't spend a lot of time on the driveline section because not too many Y's hanging out of that stuff. But
true.
I will have to research that.
Mm.
But, you know, we do see at the shop, we do see drivetrain failures like that. You know, certain Jeeps, they're popular.
Right.
And there's always neglect. You know what I mean? Neglect factors into it a lot, too, because people don't change their fluids, you know what I mean? Or they've got a leak, in a pinion seal, let's say, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they run the thing dry. Now it overheats. Now it locks up. And at that point, it's trash.
One of the most neglected fluids in a vehicle right after brake fluid is third member fluid.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Nobody even knows it. Oh, you could check the oil in that?
Yeah.
And you know what? We should come up with a warning light for that.
Oh, please, another warning light.
Check rear.
Put a wire to it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So there you go, Al. We're Tori's hot on that case. And I tell you, it just goes to show how powerful the networking community can be. Because this all happened, within a week. You know?
Right. This, yeah, exactly. And I can't wait to get it up on the forums just to let everybody know that something's in the works. Because, I can't say it's a significant problem, but I know enough people that have blown up 9 1/4s just driving them down the highway.
Right. You're just driving down the highway. Now, that's pretty scary. It shouldn't do that.
Yeah, that's the kind of failures I see. I don't see high-performance stuff at the shop. I see, just there's people driving, the soccer mom wagons, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the occasional they take it hunting or something, but not continuously being stressed out in the way we would normally think about something getting stressed out.
Right, sure. Yeah, the mall isn't too stressful these days, for that regard at least.
Yeah. Right, you got to get that guy with the Jeep to get send him my email so I could talk to him about that Cherokee.
Which guy was that? Which guy with the Jeep?
Last week, you had your buddy on.
Oh, Paul. Yeah. Right. Pirate Paul, yes. Okay.
Having front-end problems.
I will, yes. He bought the Jeep for his son, right. I will. Right. I'll get that to you, yes, absolutely. Okay. Very good.
Other than that, I'm looking forward to this, and maybe it'll solve a bunch of problems those guys are having.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I tow some pretty heavy loads with that Dakota. Not supposed to, but
right.
I put 456s in it. It's got the limited slip, so it does a good job. But I don't want to be laying on the side of the road with a busted rear end.
No, who does? Definitely not.
Well, the thing about car companies too, though. They look at and they look at the amount of failures, how much they end up paying in warranty or whatever. And if they're still making money on it, and even if it's they know there's room for improvement, they're like, we'll leave it. What the hell? You know what I mean? And that's what the aftermarket kicks in.
Right. Well, my whole thing is, if you save a nickel and you're selling 2 million vehicles, I think guess what? You're saving a lot of money.
Yeah. Al doesn't want to play freeway bandit. He doesn't want to take a chance on a freeway, but he will stay in a steel building in a lightning storm just to watch playing in traffic, which is, questionable, I think.
Well, at best, it was.
He did vacate, though.
Big rubber shoes.
right.
Nice.
Don't touch the walls.
The rubber suit with the snorkel, air supply, whatever.
Oi, but I tell you what, if I know Al, I'm sure that building is grounded well and it's grounded deep.
Yeah, yep. It is. I got it down to bedrock, which is only probably about 10 feet.
Oh, wow.
It's grounded.
That's great. Yeah, that's the way to do it. That's cool. All right, Al. Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate that. And we will...
Yeah, no problem.
We'll keep you up on everything that goes on. I'm sure Tori will be in touch with you and let you know what's happening with the rear stuff. And, we'll follow through.
Very good. Take care, guys.
Okay, Al, enjoy the week.
Good to talk to you.
Take care, Al.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Jeep and Al. You can hear him on Plane and Traffic most Thursday nights. He usually calls in. He used to come in on video a lot. Now he hasn't for maybe this week he'll be on and we'll talk to him in person.
I gotta figure that out. I dealt with that. I gotta stay awake.
Well, that's the problem. I know. That is the deal. That is we've all yawned a few times doing the show, but what are you gonna do? So speaking of leaks, I just want to slide this in. I have a Tremec 5-speed in my Pontiac, which I bought from a company called Kiesler at the time. Kiesler has since been bought by Silver Sport Transmission. Funny, we've had them on the show before, and I was thinking about getting Jeff Kaufman, and I forget Jeff Kaufman's the president. I forget who the VP of marketing is. Is it Jeff? And I forget the... Anyway, I was just thinking about reaching out to him because the early transmissions, they leak, and I do leak fluid. It's GM Synchromesh fluid. The other day, I was thinking about getting in touch with them, and I get an email from Jeff Kaufman. He says, hey, we haven't been on the show in a while. Would you like to have us back? I'm like, we're scheduling them on. And I asked him, I said, well, I have you guys here. What do I do about this leak? Is there something I can, is there an additive or something? And they said, listen, best we can offer is take it out, send it back to us. We'll reseal it with the modern, the way we found to do it right, and send it back to you. So now it looks like I'll be ripping a transmission out.
Ugh, good winter project.
Yeah, thanks. Anyway, let's go back to the phones and say hi. You're not there. Got me.
Why do you keep putting that thing into my brain?
I'm sorry.
That's it. That's all you're going to get out of my brain today is dial tone.
You look pretty good, though. You don't look totally tone
shy. It's like, that's like four really big cups of black coffee in me.
Yeah.
But the jumper cables are next. Oh, we're flashing again.
We're back again. Okay, so let's try it again. We'll say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, what's going on, dudes?
Mark, what's happening?
Hey.
What's happening? Since we're talking about Riz, you reminded me.
Okay. What, you need a colonoscopy?
I'm sorry?
You need a colonoscopy, is that it?
Yeah, with the Caravelle. No, on the old Ford Bronco, when I got the thing, I don't know, about 5, 6, 7 years ago now. Oh, hang on 1 second, please.
We'll wait, it's okay.
Sorry about that. Anyway, I noticed there's no vent on the rear end of the donkey. Whoop, and I just dropped the phone.
No vent on the rear. And rear ends typically do have a vent.
Yeah, it's got it.
You would think, right? It's
right.
Nowhere. It's not on the axle. It's nowhere.
Hmm.
And I'm thinking of installing one, like just put a little fitting on the cover itself and run a hose or a line up, straight up, you know, maybe, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 inches.
Are we having leaking issues?
I'm sorry?
Are we having leaking issues?
Yes and no. The truck was fine when I first got it, and of course, I didn't check everything out like I was supposed to when you get something like this. And anyway, one day the rear starts to have a slight hum to it, and I said, that's not good. So, of course, it took...
Did you try to teach it the words?
Sorry?
Stop.
Yeah, no, I did say a lot of other words. But anyway, it took like, I guess, a pint and a half, which really annoyed the heck out of me. So anyway, so I check it every now and then, and although I don't see it leaking, the pressure must build up as I'm driving it, because when I open the bolt, you hear...
Wow. You know? Well,
that's strange.
Maybe there is a vent that's just clogged.
What year Bronco is that?
It's a 1990, and I had it up at the gas station on a lift, and my guy says, no, there's no vent on here. You know, usually they're on, like, the axle tube, I guess.
Sure.
On top of the carrier. Yeah.
GM. Not a thing. So I'm thinking, to prolong its life, so I don't have to climb under there every, you know, couple hundred miles.
Have you looked at any forums to see if anybody has done that successfully or recommended it, Mark?
No, actually I haven't. But I figure, again, if I put like a little fitting right on top of the cover itself, you know, drill a hole and braze it in there and run a tube straight up, you know, a couple of inches or maybe a piece of tubing, you know, metal tubing.
Well, and can even like, self-tap some.
Just remember there's usually some kind of check valve or some little top hat looking thing that lets the pressure out.
That's exactly right. I haven't seen.
But if he's hearing the pressure come out when he opens the bolt, yeah.
Yep. And it's hissing out between the gaskets over time, you know, as it's driving.
Okay.
So I figured if I do this...
I think you may need the Romulan remedy to this, I think.
I need a phaser.
Right.
Yeah, you could do some really good welding like that, you know what I mean?
But even, you know, instead of brazing or welding, you know, maybe, you know, a self-tap, something you could drill a hole and let it self-tap, so this way, you know, you're not using heat.
I thought of that. You know, I also thought about, I was like looking on eBay and I found this old, old stock of something that's not made anymore from Ford, like a vent, where you just screw it in. But, you know, I'm not thrilled with that because I'm not sure how thick the cover is. You know, and I don't want to put a little nut on the other side of it because if it ever shakes loose, it's going to be a problem.
It's a stamped steel cover, sheet metal.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you could tack the nut in there because, you know, I'm just thinking like some of the off-roaders, you know, they have like, they run differential coolers and stuff like that. So there is like a precedent for running external. But I'm just trying to think.
Is that the Vulcan vent method?
No, that's actually the Andorian. They're much cooler on Andor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find
cable channels.
While I'm talking to you here, I'm trying to see if I can find a vent in all data because I could swear I've seen them because it just doesn't make a whole boatload of sense to have the thing not vented.
It doesn't. I've seen a gazillion YouTube videos. And they show, you know, a little vent cap somewhere, you know, with like a little round-shaped thing where like the air would like go through it and then out and down, like an old oil air bath kind of.
And I have seen probably out of those gazillion. I've seen probably about a couple thousand of those videos that you've sent. And yeah, there was always some rear end involved in it somewhere. I know there was.
Yep.
But not always a vent.
Did you look on the tube?
Yeah, nothing. There's nothing. There's no hoses. Nothing. It's like they seem to forget to put it on this particular truck. I don't know.
We need a diagram. You need a breakdown.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of flipping through right now. But sometimes what you need there is an actual. You need an actual full blown service manual, parts manual thing because I would. It just doesn't make a lot of sense.
It doesn't make sense, right? It's weird.
You know, Mark, we will research this. Joe will and...
There's a technical service bulletin.
Oh, there we go. See?
Technical service bulletin. I punched in 1990 Bronco. Correct hose routing, left-hand frame rail. And they show... I'm trying to do this here. They show it coming out of the driver's side axle tube. Mm-hmm. It's a funky-looking T-looking thing, which goes up onto the chassis rail with a clip, like above the leaf spring. I would say if you can't see it, either maybe it's the wrong rear.
So it got changed.
You know, I don't know. It could very well be.
But according to this, They definitely have one. As a matter of fact, what this is all about is routing it so that way to minimize oil and water intrusion and so forth. You know what I mean? Right. And they have a bolt in here with part numbers for clips and the little cap plug and all that other good stuff there. You know what I mean? So it does exist.
I mean, it's just weird. Like I said, rather than lying on my back, which I have, I brought it to the station and had it up on the lift. And no, there's just no hoses, no vents, no nothing. Mm-hmm, and it's just strange.
Yeah, I'd say that rear was probably changed from... But even why the rear that's in there doesn't have a vent still doesn't make sense.
It really doesn't. That's why I figure if I put, drill a little hole and put some kind of fitting on there, which is just, air can go through in and out, Mm-hmm. I just put something higher up, attach it and make it go, six,
well,
seven, eight inches.
That's the point of this TSB. They got this thing extended way up into the chassis to keep it out of the way of splash and dust and all kinds of other funky, nasty stuff.
Mark, I'll see if I can get that over to you, that TSB, and you keep us in touch on what you're going to do. In the meantime, we got to take our last break.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I usually keep an eye on the clock.
I know.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. We'll
anyway.
We'll get you something together. We'll make it available to you because it does
thanks
exist.
A lot, guys.
So hey,
you have a good day.
You too, man.
Okay. All right, Mark.
Take care.
Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye bye.
All right. Yeah, Joe. If you could maybe send that over to me, I'll send it over to Mark. We'll
Share
that over and we'll get it done. Let's take our last break. Motor Mouth Radio. Ray Guarino, Joe D. With Tori De Blasio. I told you we're not. And Tori said it. Only an hour. Yeah, only an hour.
I know,
it went fast.
It goes flying.
We'll be back in a minute. Let's light it up one more time.
DJ Solero?
No. Why?
Well, he was supposed to be here right now to tell everyone about his show, The Rare Groove Session, but I can't find him anywhere.
I'll keep my eyes peeled. Maybe he went to get something to eat.
Food? He went to get food? I mean, who can eat at a time like this?
Relax. I'm sure everyone will figure out when they can listen to the most incredible music from the 60s and 70s that they may have not heard before.
But what if they can't? What if they never figure out when The Rare Groove Session is on? What happens then, huh? I don't want to live in a world where no one knows about The Rare Groove Session.
Hey, guys. Ready to tell everyone about RGS?
DJ Solero, where the f*** have you been?
I was getting something to eat.
How can you eat at a time like this?
What are you talking about?
Don't mind her. Go ahead. Tell everyone when to listen.
Okay, then. If you're looking to hear some mind-blowing music, check out The Rare Groove Session Friday nights at midnight on The Voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
Every sound, every note, including the bass, on this track is played by a monkey.
American Hit Radio, Wednesdays and Fridays at 5 p.m. on The Voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I am talking about, and dig this. We're going to come back. Motor Mouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Joe D, Tori De Blasio. Let's see if we can squeeze in some of Tori's car inventory.
Let's talk
about
this. I'm psyched for this.
Okay, cool. Well, my first car is a 68 Camaro, which has a unique history. My dad went to Vietnam, and when he came home, my grandfather bought him a brand new 1968 Chevrolet Camaro in Fathom Blue Metallic.
Nice.
And that was my high school cruiser, which I still have to this day. It underwent a couple of changes, all bolt-on, so I didn't ruin the car or anything like that. I had a little bit of a leak in the engine, so we took it apart. And we found out, believe it or not, one of the rods, you know how you have the studs going in through?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
You actually see the threads of the rod through the side of, you see the threads through the rod. Huh. This thing was ready to let go.
Ooh, wow, you caught it just at the right time.
Well, thank God Mom drove the car, and I drove it gently, so that worked out well. I brought the block out to Lawrence Racing Engines out of West Hampton, New York. Jeff Lawrence, he did a great job on the motor. Made it into a 383. I sent you the pictures of it.
Yes, beautiful car. Yeah.
And, I love it. Then I have my grandfather's 67 Cutlass Supreme.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's something you don't see on every street corner.
Well, it's a factory four-speed factory air car.
Ooh.
My grandfather never drove an automatic.
If nothing else, Tori's family definitely has an A-plus lineage in car ownership. Oh, hell yeah.
That's why I'm into cars. God, what if they would have had like a Pinto or something like that? I wouldn't be in the cars.
Yeah, you'd be ruined, right?
If you had a 9-inch, you take the 9-inch and throw the rest of the car, like the Mustang 2s, take the suspension out and throw the rest of the car away. Then, you know, my dad had a 64 Malibu growing up, so I bought a 64 Malibu Super Sport.
Right.
Then I was looking for another Camaro to kind of, you know, because I love Camaros.
Yeah, we do too.
Every time I was looking for a Camaro, I always found another Chevelle, so I bought a 66 Chevelle SS.
Yeah, that seems to be the story of a lot of people's lives.
Yeah, right, I know.
Yeah.
And that car's interesting too. It's a 76,000 mile original. I'm the third owner. Factory air big block car.
Mm. Nice.
Original paint. I mean, it's, the paint isn't that great, but you see it's original.
It's a survival.
Really nice survival car. A lot of attention to cruise lights and stuff. And,
sure.
I love the car. It runs and drives great.
That they do, especially where they haven't been monkeyed with.
Right. What was the last time you had the car out?
A couple of years ago.
Okay.
But I will have it out this year.
If you need hand rotating that stock for cruise nights, we're available.
Come on out. Yeah,
sure. Come on out. Get the grill going.
We both drive sticks, you know.
Cool.
Without asking too much of a personal question, how many cars do you have to rotate? How many cars do you have, like, ready, and how many cars are kind of sitting in the back?
They're in various locations, Joe.
Yes. I know how that works.
Yeah.
And there are two of them that aren't running.
That's fine.
The rest of them run, though.
Tell them about the ones that aren't running.
Well, I have a 55 Nomad.
Ooh.
That car just needed a piece of floor and a spare tire well.
Okay.
And it needed a full floor with all the braces. It needed a rear cargo area.
Mm-hmm.
It needed the filler pieces. It needed a rear body brace, a rear body panel. The tailgate needed to be replaced, as well as the doors and the fenders.
Apparently, it needed a Calais lower-ended LS engine as well.
Well, it was supposed to be a 327 204R car with a 9.3 Olds, old school, like two-lane blacktop.
Always start moderate.
Yeah.
And then once the body was in worse shape than we expected.
Go to the moon.
Then the car got mini-tubbed. Then we figured we could put a bigger supercharger on it, so it'll go with the LS9.
Sure.
And the Cali's Magnum crankshaft Ultra H-beam rods, American-made, by the way.
That's right.
There you go.
That's how that started.
We know how that starts.
Yeah, it's a turnster. You start with one thing, next thing you know,
turns to something else.
And just keeps on turning.
That's right.
Okay, what else?
I took the picture of the 64 Malibu Super Sport. That's another survivor car with 36,000 miles, 283 four barrel, 4-speed, Palomar red, just like dad's car with a black interior.
Wow, yeah.
Love that car.
Pretty combination.
Have you lost count yet, Joe? I was doing fingers like, okay, forget it.
Get the abacus out.
Yeah, get the abacus out. That's right.
At this point, I just know it's more than I have, so it's okay.
Exactly.
That's cool, though. It's nice to have that, have something like, it's like being in a candy store. Let's see, what shall I mess with today?
You know, but the other thing I think of is like, tires, brakes, oil changes, spark plugs, like times.
Insurance, registration.
I mean, that's you just write a check for, but when you got to do the maintenance on them all, I mean, that's like fleet service. Luckily, Tori, you're retired, so you have some time, but.
And then rents all the.
Oil,
the
just to buy oil. Hui Ming.
Just have the guy from Valvoline or Quaker State pull up with a truck there and just dump a couple 155 gallon drums out, you know?
That's the way to do it, yeah.
Yeah. So, As far as where you work on, you have like a lift available to you?
No lift. So I'm kind of limited in what I could do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I have some really good friends, and they help a lot because I can't do what I used to.
Right.
And it's frustrating. You get a little older. You know, life throws you a curveball.
Sure.
You know, one day you're wrenching, the next day you're just in a different place, unfortunately. So
I hear you. Well, like we were kind of discussing this before the show. You know, at this point, you know, it's time for us to kind of impart our wisdom and experience to the younger guys. It's like, hey, do me a favor. You want to pull it, you know.
Lift that heavy thing.
Yes.
I want to sell all the heavy stuff first.
Right.
I don't want to lift it anymore.
Right. Yeah, and while you're at it, you teach them a little bit about diagnosing things or how to set stuff up. Because, let's face it, a lot of us learn by the school of hard knocks, but these days the knocks are much more expensive.
And they hurt more.
Yes, they do. And if you can find somebody to teach you without having to go through the pain necessarily, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I think that's a pretty good exchange, that's you know?
Right. Tori, is there any information, contact information that you give out to people to get in touch with you for clutches, wherever you are, or auction, whatever you want to do, give out. This is the time to do it.
You can email me at, you're going to love this email address,
by
the way.
You're going to love it, Joe.
64 Malibu SS at optonline.net.
Cool.
There
Hard to forget that one.
Right.
And then once we make contact via email, I'll give you my cell phone number. We could call, text. I'll answer any and all of your questions. I'll make sure I'll get you all the pieces and parts you need to get yourself all fixed up. And that's not just for the posi clutches. I could also sell you master bearing kits, Timken only. That's what I believe in.
Nice.
Mold your axles. Whatever you need to get the job done right the first time, I'll save you money, and I'll make sure you get the right parts.
It's like American Powertrain, American Driveline, right here on the other side of the counter from us.
That's great. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because stuff like that, if you're not sure what it is that you need to select or how to source stuff out, it's great to have a resource like him to
absolutely
to help you out. That's exactly what I'm talking about, experience. And
yeah. And I'll tell you this, Tori's the kind of guy who will take the time to help you find the right stuff because he cares. You know, he's not a big monolithic company, doesn't speak Chinesium. Mark can laugh again. And, you know, and he really does care. He's a car guy, and he cares about other people getting the right product. So that's excellent.
You know, what better kind of guy to deal with? You know what I mean? Because rather than somebody who's just interested in the bottom line, you know, you got somebody who actually gives a crap.
Right.
Which, unfortunately, these days is not
I've lost sales because I was too honest. But that's, you know, I'll give you an example. Some guys, you know, with the 8.5-inch posi units, clutches are shot.
Mm-hmm.
And they need axles, too. Well, you know, I may lose a sale of clutches, but now's the time to get that Eaton 30 spline and get Mosher 30 spline axles if you're going to do it. If you got to buy axles anyway, this is the time to do it.
Right.
And some
right.
people say it's a great idea. I want to drive the car hard. Perfect time to upgrade.
Sure.
And other people
are
like, you know what? I just want a weekend cruiser. I want a cruise night car.
That's fine.
And you know what? And they buy the clutches. But I want to give them every option
right.
that's available.
And you should. You wouldn't be doing due diligence if you didn't. You have to at least you have to put it out there and let them decide.
Well, rear differentials are a dark art anyway. A lot of people don't know about them. So
true.
I'm trying to, you know, pass on my knowledge, give them a little bit of an education, and give them choices.
I can remember being, I think, 15 years old. We pulled the center section out of that 55 Nomad that I have where my friend Tom was driving it. In my backyard, and of course, you know, 90 weight all over the place. And of course, I laid in it with my head. You know, in fact, when I came in the house, my mother's like, "What the heck were you doing?"
Oh, the 90 weight.
You know,
yes.
The shirt goes in the wash. Like, well, you ruined the whole handle full of clothes. Like, oh yeah, 90 weight. It's like cracking a main bearing on a small block that's got like, you know, like an old school small block. That smell, you never forget it.
It's an aroma that has its own. You know what it is.
Absolutely.
You never forget that stuff. But that's good though. You know what I mean? Because when you actually talk someone out of one of your products, there, you know, when they know that when it's time and you say you need this, if they call you back, they know you're not BSing.
I don't give the hard sell. I give them options, and I'll talk to you as long as you need to. I'll identify the problem. I'll give you suggestions. I'll give you choices, and it's up to them to make their final decision.
How long have you been doing this, the rear end business, Tori?
About 15 years.
Okay, yeah, good. So you're not the new guy. You've been doing it for quite a while. I know you do diligent research. You're you know, you're good with that stuff. Lou's got a ton of stuff he needs done down there.
He gave me quite the homework assignment over. I spoke to him a few times yesterday, so
okay.
I have to answer the professor on Monday or Tuesday. I need to get some stuff done for him. So
okay. Of course, Lou, the master chassis builder down there. But yeah, he plays a little bit of everything. No, he really does.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Like you said, once you get rolling and there's a new product that no one else has or no one else thought of, it's exciting to release it.
Yeah.
And when people say, "What? Have you seen the clutches yet?"
No, we haven't even. I know you brought some in, but they're wrapped in newspapers. We haven't even looked at them. I guess we'll look after the show.
We'll
see how beautiful these things really are.
But the best compliment is when people say, "Wow, these are great."
Yeah, yeah.
These are big. Where'd you get that? I did it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the biggest compliment.
That's a great feeling, isn't it?
It's the biggest compliment.
And then your wife looks at it and says, yeah, people are getting excited about this, huh?
You know what's funny? Before I left for the show today, I gave her a GM clutch, and I gave her one of my clutches, and I said, compare these. What do you think? She goes, I don't know. I got to make the eggs. Just leave me alone.
Is it a Trivet?
Look on the show.
Mm-hmm. Or a Tribble. Yeah, right.
Did it make funny noises?
Yeah, right. I don't know. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, I tell you what, we are running to the end of the show. We've kind of hit our own rev limiter here today on Motor Mouth Radio. We're going to get out of here. Next week, Joe, we have Ryan Brutt from Hot Rod Magazine calling back
in.
Okay,
good, good.
We're going to talk to Ryan, and we have a few more guests in the clouds that are going to drop down very shortly. We will talk about that. The guys from Silver Sport Transmissions, and we got Duplicolor coming in and a few others. So for now, for this week,
Stay tuned. All kinds of stuff happening.
Ray Guarino, Joe D, Tori De Blasi. Tori, thank you for coming in. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me. I had a great time. Thank you so much.
We will definitely talk more. And let's go outside and talk in the outer room in the parking lot.
There you go.
Catch you later. Bye.
Cool.